Well, welcome everyone to another edition of the Bus Stop Podcast. Eric Wesley here with you, and today the bus is going to stop in the Commercial Development Department. I am sitting here today with Rob Friedman, our Chief Commercial Officer. Rob, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Eric.
We are having Rob on for the first time. He's been with Greyhound, I believe, almost a year or over a year now, right?
Yep, a little over a year.
Okay, and so he's going to lead us through this landscape called commercial development. But Rob, before we get into that, if you've listened to any of the podcasts, you know that our listeners want to find out about you and who we're talking to. So just give us a little bit about your background and your time here at Greyhound. I know for a fact that this is not the first transportation company you've been with.
Absolutely, Eric. And I'm glad to be here. There's a little bit of background. I was born and raised in the Midwest in Omaha.
Okay.
And come from a family of small business entrepreneurs. And in fact, kind of caught that bug at a young age, and at the age of 12, started my own business, running my own lawn service company.
Okay.
And progressed with that, worked my way through college into a career in the travel industry, which wasn't a big surprise, given that ever since I can remember, I've always been interested in anything with wheels, cars, buses, planes, trains. And I've also loved travel since I can remember, and so a career in travel made a ton of sense. Spent 24 years at American Airlines in a variety of commercial roles, including revenue management, e-commerce, the call centers, loyalty, and global marketing. Jumped from planes to trains and moved to Washington for a couple of years to work at Amtrak as the chief commercial officer. And then a year ago, joined Greyhound.
Well, welcome to the company. We're glad you are here, and you are literally planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yes.
Is there any difference between those, or is it all the same because it's transportation?
Well, there are a lot of similarities and definitely a lot of differences. And the main difference between ground transportation and air transportation is certainly that an airplane takes off and lands. But as you know, a bus or a train starts and stops and starts and stops as it moves across a region or the entire country. Right. And so as a result, the dynamics of ground transportation can be quite different than air transportation. But at the end of every day, the objective is the same, I believe, which is to provide a product that customers want and value and are willing to pay for, and providing the customer experience that the customers deserve so that they'll provide you with their return business. And so across the industry, that principle remains the same. And so providing that product that customers need and want and will pay for is the key. And having the team to be able to deliver that is crucial.
So for our employees who are not familiar with commercial development, what exactly is that?
Well, that's a good question, and it's multifaceted. Because at the end of the day, the commercial organization's objective is to maximize revenue across the organization, working closely and collaboratively with the rest of the company.
Okay.
To make that happen. And so in its simplest form, that takes essentially two factors. It's how much you charge the customer, so essentially the price, and then the volume of customers. How many customers are going to be on each of our buses every day?
Okay.
And so those multiplied together equate to what we call our revenue per mile. So how many dollars per mile are we generating for every bus mile operated? And our objective in the commercial development organization is to maximize the RPM, is what we call that.
Okay.
And maximize that across the company, recognizing that it is always a fine balance between the price you charge customers and the load that we're going to carry. And so charging the right price at the right time and delivering the customer experience that those customers are looking for.
Okay.
is key.
So how do we get there? How do we get to making sure the price is right and we have the right products, I guess, to bring the customers in?
Well, we think of it in terms of what I call the circle of customer. And,
okay.
And it's really this continuous cycle.
Okay.
And that has several different aspects, and I'll start with the first, is really having an understanding of who your customer is, those customer insights.
Okay.
And so within the commercial organization, we have a small group of individuals who routinely evaluate our customers and who they are and what they need and what they want. And we find some really interesting facts and insights to then be able to understand what the expectation is. And I'll give you a few examples. Mm-hmm. In the case of the U.S. bus industry, we estimate there are about 42 million U.S. Folks, you know, individuals in the U.S. who are either going to take a bus ride or would consider taking a bus ride on an inner city basis.
You said 42 million.
42 million. So it's a large population. And so we want to understand a little bit more about those customers and their travel behaviors. And we know of those 42 million, on average, each year they take about 7 trips of longer than 75 miles. So okay. About 7 trips. The next thing we want to understand is, well, how many of those trips are on a bus versus other modes of transportation? And about 1.2 of those 7 trips are on a bus. So okay. That leaves an airplane, which is 1.4 trips, and the automobile, which is 3.7 of those trips, and other forms of transportation, which are the remainder.
Okay.
And so what that tells us is that there are a lot of our customers who are driving. The car is one of our biggest competitors, and so it's a question of how do we get more customers out of their cars and onto a bus.
Okay.
And so understanding a little bit more about those customers is the next step. So where do they live? How old are they? What are their income levels? And so we know, based upon Greyhound ridership, first we want to understand, why are you traveling? And about 3/4 of our customers travel either to visit friends and relatives or they travel for vacation. Okay. The remainder are traveling for business or for emergencies. But that's key to know, because when you have customers that are traveling for leisure, most of them are very price sensitive. They want the lowest possible fare to get where they want to be for either vacation or to visit friends. We also see a wide range of income levels. And while the Greyhound product at a very low cost and low price mm-hmm. enables customers at the lower end of the income spectrum to take advantage of our services, we also see demand across all income levels.
Okay.
And then age. Age is another important factor. About 45% of our customers are under the age of 34, but the remaining 55% span across all age ranges. And so we have a variety of customers in various ages, various income levels, traveling for primarily leisure purposes, but some for business, and that we need to develop the product that can then serve their needs.
So knowing these customers and just, I guess, finding out the intimate details about the customer helps us produce the product that will appeal to them?
Precisely. And that's the next step of the circle is, once we understand those customers, what sort of product do we need to develop? And so our network planning team is tasked with evaluating that product every day of the year, understanding which segments, which routes are working well and which aren't, and continually tweaking that schedule product to serve the customer's needs and to meet their needs. They also evaluate on an extra section basis, where are we seeing spikes in demand?
Okay.
And where do we need to add a little bit of additional capacity, again, to meet that demand?
So after the customer and after the product, what's next on this?
Pricing.
Pricing.
And we've made tremendous progress in the last couple of years on some of our revenue management systems. We just implemented a technology in November that will help us manage this vast network that Greyhound operates all over the U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
Okay.
And what that helps us do is understand the demand that we're seeing and incorporates demand forecasts, as well as what we call network optimization, to be able to manage those 2,500 destinations and what turns out to be 245,000 origin and destination city pairs that customers travel in each year on Greyhound. That is a tremendous amount and a wide variety of city
pairs.
Hold on.
Did you say 245,000
yes.
origin and destination city pairs?
Yes. And that is a massive amount, more than any airline in the world serves. And that's a function of our vast network of 2,500 destinations.
Wow.
And so those range from ones you always think about as some of our largest markets, Boston, New York, L.A., Phoenix, Dallas, Houston, and then some of the smallest, where there may be only 2 or 3 customers in a given month that travel between those two points,
uh-huh.
but they're still important destinations. And so Barstow, California to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, there will be customers traveling in that market, although not nearly at the volume of some of our largest markets like Boston, New York, or New York, D.C.
Okay.
And so that variety of network markets that we serve enables us to serve this tremendous breadth of customers that I described earlier. Uh-huh. And we need to price those markets appropriately. And so the new revenue management technology allows us to very carefully understand on a time of day basis, okay, day of week basis, seasonal basis, even by distribution outlet, what prices we should charge for the right price, the right customer, mm-hmm, at the right time. And that's the key to maximizing our revenue, charging that right price. So on a peak operation, we'll charge more as we see demand increasing. But if there's a specific schedule that isn't full and isn't expected to be full, prices will be lower.
And then the next stop on the circle?
Next stop is once we've developed the product and we've priced it appropriately, mm-hmm, now we need to attract customers.
Okay.
We have this great product and we priced it.
We got to make it
shine.
Now
we need to bring,
right,
customers to us. And so that's essentially promoting the product.
Okay.
And promoting it to customers that either are in the travel mindset or thinking about travel, mm-hmm, and we want them to consider Greyhound as a viable option. And so that takes a variety of forms, from a paid perspective, so that's paid advertising, from what we call our own channels, using our own channels like email marketing to reach customers, and then earned channels. And those are channels like social media,
okay,
where we want positive social media mentions, and we also use PR, some of the PR efforts to toot our own horn, talk about what we're doing, and some of the enhancements that we're making to the product or service to generate public relations and media exposure so that we can also gain customer knowledge and awareness of what we're doing. And so it takes a variety of forms. We have a lot of efforts underway in our advertising organization, as an example,
okay,
to make it more efficient and to become laser focused on customers who are in that travel mindset. So we recently switched agencies from what is really thought of as a traditional agency model to what we call a performance-based agency.
Okay.
Wholly digital and measurable. And so we measure every dollar we spend to understand the return on that dollar. And we measure that not just on a monthly basis or a weekly basis. We're down to daily, hourly, by the minute, because,
oh, wow,
it's all measurable in the digital space. So we want to make sure that we're touching the customers with the right messages at the right time, uh-huh, to encourage them to click through a digital ad or to click on a search result, so that we can then take them through the shopping and planning process, and ultimately the goal is through the purchase process. We also, through advertising, have launched some recent initiatives. One campaign is called Love Your Journey, which is appropriate for the month of February where we're taping this. And essentially what we're trying to do is engage customers and have them think about travel and think about who they love to travel with. And that takes a few different forms. We're inviting them to send us a picture of people that they love to travel with, and we're going to develop a bus wrap that runs throughout 2020 across the country, showing a lot of pictures of our customers and the people they love to travel with. And we have a sweepstakes as well that will ask, again, customers to think about who do you love to travel with and where would you love to go in 2020, just to, again, generate that awareness of Greyhound and get people in the travel mindset so that next thing that we hope they do is book a trip.
So is it possible a customer could see themselves on that bus wrap?
Absolutely, yes. If they're chosen to be a portion of that bus wrap, we'll wrap that bus with pictures of our customers and the people they love to travel with. Email marketing is another really impactful way to reach customers. We send about 500 million emails a year to our customers.
And 500 million?
Yes, and those take two different forms. They,
okay,
are promotional emails where we're essentially either describing a fair sale for,
okay,
our customers, or in many cases just reasons to travel. Hey, with President's Weekend coming up, here's five great options for travel this coming weekend. Or we also send a significant number of what we call customer journey emails. And what those emails are meant to do is help guide customers through a particular part of the customer journey on Greyhound. So as an example, if they've just become a loyalty program member, we'll send them a series of three emails describing the benefits of the Road Rewards program.
Okay.
Or if they have shopped on the website but haven't purchased anything, we'll ping them with an email and remind them where they left off and that they can purchase a ticket just by clicking on the link. And so we have a variety of different types of emails, again, with the purpose to engage those customers and to drive them ultimately towards engagement with the brand and hopefully a purchase.
Does that complete the circle?
Because the next step after they've purchased that ticket, then we need to deliver the customer experience.
Okay.
And so that end-to-end customer experience is crucial. And that starts with the shopping process and ends ultimately with post-arrival. So as a couple of examples, from a customer experience perspective, we have done what I believe is a tremendous job with our mobile app and our website in developing an engaging mobile app and website, one that's very easy to use, one that's easy to find information and purchase a ticket. And as a result, we've seen tremendous customer response. And the way that we measure that is in the form of how much of our revenue do we generate as a company on our website and mobile app? And the answer is about 2/3.
Okay.
And so a significant number of our sales are generated on the website. And we dig deeper than that because we want to understand how are they using the website and the mobile app. Mm-hmm. And where we've seen a huge boom recently, and not a surprise, is mobility. Customers are using their phones. Customers are using their phones either to access the website or using the mobile app. And so as a result, we've seen tremendous increases in the number of mobile app downloads. Mobile app revenue that was generated in the past 12 months is up 84%.
Oh, wow.
And so a lot of customers are using their phone for what turns out to be a very simple transaction. It's easy to look and shop and book the ticket that you want on the Greyhound mobile app. And so we're continually trying to encourage customers to use those tools and to engage with us through those tools and learn more about their travel options. Another key channel for us are the call centers and our customer sales organization,
right. Which
for a lot of customers, again, serves as a travel need throughout the journey. And so customers will call our call centers for a variety of questions, not the least of which is booking a ticket.
Right.
And our call centers, together with our sales office, generates about $100 million in revenue for the company. So
okay.
A big chunk of revenue is derived from those channels. And so we have four reservation call centers in three different countries. And then our customer sales office in Springfield is a small group of 16 folks who manage our corporate customers and group sales. And they do it well, and they serve the needs of customers, again, from that booking and shopping through the onboard experience, and even post-arrival, they're helping them out.
Well, it sounds like you all are doing it all already, but is there anything left to do in 2020?
Oh, there's a lot left, and we'll never be done, and I've said that about a website for years. A website's never finished. We're never finished, and a good example of some initiatives coming up are one is infotainment. Infotainment is our streaming entertainment and Wi-Fi service that's right now available on every Bolt bus and a portion of the Greyhound fleet. But by June of this year, we'll have infotainment installed on every single Greyhound Bolt bus, in addition to the Bolt buses that are already equipped. And what that means is that customers can watch 30 streaming movies, 50 different episodes of television shows, or play 20 different games, in addition to having a faster and more reliable Wi-Fi network. And so that keeps our customers entertained, and it keeps them connected throughout their journey. And the reason that that's important, and we see this in our customer research, is that when we ask customers who used infotainment, if infotainment significantly improved their trip, 59% of customers who used infotainment said yes.
Okay.
So it increases customer satisfaction. We also ask customers if their bus was on time. We want their self-perception of, was my bus on time?
Right.
What's really fascinating is that customers who used infotainment say that their bus was 16% more on time than customers who didn't use infotainment. So it makes the time pass faster, and they're looking at their watch less and watching TV or watching a movie or streaming the internet.
Right.
And so they're more occupied. So they're not as concerned looking at their watch, seeing what time it is. And so it improves the perception of our performance. And then finally, when we ask customers who have watched infotainment, if they would recommend us to friends or relatives, right now the difference between customers who have watched or used infotainment versus those who haven't is a 35-point differential. And
oh, wow.
So infotainment is key for driving customer satisfaction, for improving perception of the overall experience, and I think most importantly, having those customers recommend us to their friends and relatives, because that is what we need. We need those customers who are going to return, and not just return, but return with their friends and relatives. Another really cool initiative that's underway is what we call Ticket Exchange. And Ticket Exchange is going to launch in a few weeks.
Okay.
So this is a sneak peek. But what it's going to do is enhance what we currently do through what we call ticket reissue. Right now,
okay,
if a customer needs to change plans, and a lot of our customers do need to change their plans, we can reissue their ticket, but it's restricted to the same origin and destination,
okay,
that they've already booked. With Ticket Exchange, we're adding some new functionality. So customers will not just be able to exchange that for the same origin and destination. They can change origin and destination. They can even change names on that reservation.
Oh,
now, we will collect a change fee,
right,
as well as the fare differential between their old ticket and their new ticket. But it's a win-win. It enables the customer to have additional flexibility, mm-hmm, and it enables Greyhound to collect more revenue. And so that's going to be launching in a few weeks, and it'll be available through our call centers, and then eventually customers will be able to do that online as well.
Okay. Are we missing anything?
Well, the last step, which is understanding our performance. And you know, we've done all of these things, but we have to continually go back and evaluate our performance. And so we have a business insights team that help us understand our performance at a very detailed level, and evaluating all of those initiatives that I've just described to see what's working and what's not working. We believe in a test and learn approach. We know that we're going to make some mistakes. We know that we've got to refine some of the things that we're doing. And so by continually reviewing our performance, evaluating and analyzing that performance, we can continue to make tweaks. And so that's what sort of starts the circle over again. Once we have that performance, then we take another look. Well, who are our customers and what do they want? And how do we possibly change the product? And so that circle continues on an ongoing basis.
As all circles do. They never
end.
So the never work
done.
Never ends, right?
Yes.
Do you get to sleep at night?
No, well, you know, most nights. But it's a lot of fun, and it's a huge challenge. And with a brand as iconic as Greyhound, mm-hmm, with the history that we have, with the team that we have, and with the network that we have great potential. And again, it's a matter of developing a product that customers want and need and will pay for and value. And by treating those customers right, by delivering the services that we promise we'll deliver, and on-time performance being one of the key attributes there, we will win customers, and not just one time, but we'll win their return business. And as I mentioned earlier, when they tell their friends and family about us, that's even better. And that's our ultimate goal, so that we can continue to maximize revenue and provide the product that our customers want.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Straight from Rob Friedman, our Chief Commercial Officer for the Commercial Development Department, letting us know all that's going on with the Commercial Development team. So, Rob, thank you. I know you're a very busy man. Thank you for taking time out to join us today.
Thank you, Eric.
And as always, we want to thank you for tuning in to listen to us. And as we like to say before we go, remember, you are Greyhound, so be first, be safe, be stellar.